Actually, Melissa, would you mind doing the ID just since you're here? We'll just have you do it. We'll be right back with more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It'll be jamming on the roads, the rails, and at the airports as the holiday rush gets underway today. AAA expects a 16% increase in airline passengers. This man checking in at Oakland International.
Tedious, nothing out of the ordinary, but, you know, it's worth the hassle to come see family, which I very rarely get to do other than holidays.
This is Glenn Shuck at Newark Liberty Airport. The good news, when you get here, most of the parking lots seem like there's plenty of room. The weather's actually good, but you go into places like Terminal B, huge lines well before dawn. Carrie Lynn and her family trying to stay calm.
Either there's delays or they're just understaffed. I don't know, whatever's going on. But yeah, I wasn't expecting, like, looking like this Disney World going on right now.
A slow-moving storm system is dumping heavy rain on Southern California. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
In general, the rain could be falling at about a half inch per hour, but there will be areas where the rain is falling up to about an inch per hour, especially across some of the south-facing slopes, and it is likely that that is going to cause significant flooding, and that's where your threat for mudslides and rockslides will be greatest.
Among 11 Americans who arrived in the U.S. last night in a swap with Venezuela, a defense contractor who's expected at court in Miami today. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
He's known as Fat Leonard, and he's at the center of a massive Pentagon bribery scandal. He was arrested years ago, accused of bilking the military of $35 million and buying off dozens of top-ranking Navy officials with booze and sex and other gifts.
He cut off his ankle bracelet while he was under house arrest and skipped the country. The UN Security Council has a long-delayed vote on its agenda today on a resolution to get aid into Gaza, where Palestinians say food, water, and medicine are scarce.
I wish for a complete ceasefire and for an end to the death and suffering. It's been more than 75 days.
Officials in Gaza say the death toll has now topped 20,000. There's another major car recall. The government says it affects more than 2.5 million with fuel pumps that can fail and cause the engine to conk out while you're driving. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
They include most Hondas and Acuras sold between 2017 and 2020. No injuries have been reported here in the U.S., but one fatality was reported in Japan.
We don't have much time to tell you because the sun will be going down before you know it. This is the shortest day of the year. The winter solstice arrives tonight, marking the beginning of astronomical winter in the Northern Hemisphere. The good news? Tomorrow, we'll start gaining a few seconds of daylight again. Dow futures up 243. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
You've all heard it in the news, folks. Heating costs are surging through the roof. But right now, Eden Pure is offering an amazing discount on their Gen 40 heater. This 5-pound Gen 40 produces 50% more heat than the big box heaters that are 7 times its size. The Gen 40 superheater is efficient. It produces infrared heat using advanced micro solid state technology with built-in safety shutoffs, and it comes with a remote control for you. So for a limited time, the Eden Pure Gen 40 is $200 off the regular price. People all over the country are reporting massive savings on their heating bills. So keep warm and save money, because right now it's the perfect time to buy more than one. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And you'll get an additional $20 off. That's $220 total savings by going to EdenPureDeals.com right now. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And shipping is free.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting his economic record, telling the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee yesterday his policies are helping America recover from the coronavirus pandemic faster than many other nations.
Record job creation, historic economic growth. We have among the lowest inflation rates of any major economy on this earth. We're fighting a lower cost to give folks just a little bit more breathing room.
Biden says helping black-owned businesses helps everyone. Medical experts say it's a good idea to practice social distancing while traveling over Christmas. RSV, the flu, and COVID-19 are on the rise in Wisconsin. Dr. Dan Shirley of UW Health recommends wearing a mask, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. While gas prices have dropped for three straight months, they've creeped up a bit in our area recently. Analysts at Gas Buddy project prices will continue to slowly rise through the end of 2023. There could be some relief in mid-January through mid-February as refiners start to liquidate winter gas ahead of the transition to summer fuels. Gas Buddy analysts predict the national average will be $3.09 on Christmas Day. Today's gas prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.62 to $2.79. The Lester Public Library in Rome has a new drive-up book return. The fun and brightly painted book box is in the parking lot next to a spot where people can drive up to return books. They ask that you don't park in the spot so everyone can access the book return. As always, you can still walk up to the library to return books inside or at the building walk-up book return. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News on your locally grown radio station.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 38 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle or even a little freezing drizzle possible as our low drops down to 31 for an overnight low. So watch for slick spots tonight. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
A lot of fun things lined up this hour. Nothing more fun than what we're about to do right here. We like to kick our Thursdays off with our Pet of the Week from the Southfield County Humane Society. We have our Executive Director of the Humane Society with us, Madison Rafter. Good morning, Madison.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Madison, I should let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here. We're talking animal nail, clipping animal nails, and Madison just not only gave me a wonderful random fact, but a rabbit hole that I am going down. Oh, no pun intended. I'm going to be researching this all night now. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to getting more weird, fun, random facts with all of our great friends over at the Humane Society. And I wanted to start real quick, Madison. How are things going over there? We know there's some construction and some work being done over there.
Yeah, we have our construction going. So they have torn up our concrete. They tore up some walls. We got the ceiling taken out. They currently just poured concrete yesterday. We got brand new drains in. So things are going smoothly. We're very excited to see how the rest of these building renovations go. Hopefully by the end of January, we're supposed to be done. Currently, we're not behind on anything. So I hope it just continues to keep going smoothly. But we're still packed beyond dog pee. We still have 9 dogs in the building with not having kennels. So we are definitely full on that aspect. A couple of those animals will be getting fixed later this week, so they should be on the website by the end of the week.
Cool.
And then our cats, we are still full. So
That's good to keep in mind. Just as a note, Melissa, she does have the headphones on, so if you want to interact with Madison, feel free.
Good to know.
When it comes to these the dogs that are in the shelter, Madison, other than the one you mentioned there, are they others up for adoption?
Yeah, so these guys will be available for adoption eventually, but otherwise we do have a couple of them that are still in foster care. So we have 6 of them that are over at a board and train in the area. And those guys are over there just because they don't necessarily do well with dogs. So that's one that they do need to be single dog home only. We also have one kiddo that is in foster that is currently on his second foster home due to no fault of his own. He's just getting bopped around for schedules with the holiday and everything. But that's Fried Noodle. He is still available, and he's an absolute doll. Loves dogs, loves people. He is just such a sweet, sweet dog. The foster parents been like, oh, do I adapt? Do I not adapt?
Yeah,
but he is still available, so we're hoping to get some of these kids adopted before the holiday.
That's, God, that's a great name. That's a wonderful name. And it sounds like a very sweet dog. It sounds like a really sweet, all those dogs, all the animals over there are very sweet. How is it going with room over there in all of this, maneuvering all of that and the logistics of all that?
Yeah, so we're definitely trying to shuffle everybody around, mm-hmm. where based off spacing and size of animals, things like that. We do have our old cat quarantine set up as our dog stray intake for the time being. So we have five kennels back there. We've got two in medical. I've got a dog in my office. I had a cat in my office last week. So we're kind of just shuffling around based off space, what's going to be best for the animals in our care at this time. So luckily we're doing good, but it's just a little bit of a shuffle.
Appreciate not only the insight, but the mood and the way you guys approach all of this. It is noteworthy and I think inspirational to the rest of us too. But I also appreciate that insight, so that when we're asking people to help with our Humane Society or are looking to adopting one of these furry awesome animals, they understand all the things that are on your guys' plate and everything that you're dealing with too. So hopefully it brings out a little more empathy this time of year, and we can get a little more help for our Humane Society doing some of the more vital work in our community.
One exciting thing is our cat that's been sitting with us for almost 2 years, Chica, just got adopted the other day.
Hey.
So. All right. Congratulations, Chica.
Yeah. Congratulations, Chica. That's a great name, too. Yes. God, guys are good at the name thing. You're really good at it. I feel like I could sit there for hours and I wouldn't come up with anything. Bob. Like, that's it. That's
we,
all I got.
We take turns. It kind of depends. Sometimes it's like, oh, the people who bring in the animal, they're like, oh, I've got a name. Then sometimes it's like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to name today, so who's taking this name? Or we'll put it to a vote. Sometimes it's a all right, we got this animal, who's naming it today? So we try to make it fun, but our staff get a kick out of it, that's for sure.
That's a good way to do it. I like that. We have made the audience wait long enough. Madison, who is our new pet of the week?
Our pet of the week this week is going to be Dumpling. Dumpling is a Manchester Terrier mix, is my best guess. He's about 8 years old. He came into us as a stray, and I'm not going to lie, he was a little bit of a difficult dog when he first came in. He was not trusting of people at all. It took me 40 minutes just to get a leash on him the first day. He wanted nothing to do with the rest of my staff for a couple of days. And so he is definitely a scared dog. He doesn't know how to trust people and is just very timid of people. Once he gets comfortable and he has time to acclimate, he is a phenomenal dog. But he is an old man, so he is very set in his ways with a couple of his behaviors. So he does have a little bit of food and resource guarding where he's just like, nope, this is mine, you're not taking it. He also is very stubborn and is not the biggest fan of a leash going on top of him. We're not sure if he used to previously have a back fenced-in yard or something like that. So just going slow with him and working through with him to build that trust is something that he needs. He's a fantastic dog once he's comfortable. He loves other dogs. He romps around in the yard and plays with them. He loves fetch, but he definitely has a little bit of quirks.
I've never said this in my life. I want Dumpling. I'm not a dumpling guy. I don't normally eat dumplings. Don't think I've ever eaten a dumpling. But I want Dumpling. I want this Dumpling. I'm looking at this picture, Madison, and I don't know how you can't not want this dog. I cannot stress this enough how serious I am to the audience right now. I want this dog.
You got to click to a second picture, though.
Yeah, I got to do that. Yeah, this is my kind of guy. Yeah, this is my kind of guy. I think actually Dumpling and I have quite a bit in common. I do this jokingly a little bit, but also serious to a point, because if I had an apartment or a house of my own, it would be a perfect fit for me. My mood, my mindset, that I think it matches his in some ways, and I think it'd be a good fit. It seems like animals around this age range tend to do really good with households that have a little more calm in the storm, if you will.
Yep.
I'm not to say that I don't want to begrudge anybody that has children looking at adopting him, certainly. Talk to Madison, talk to the team. They're not going to let you adopt a dog that doesn't fit your family.
Yeah.
Right.
With Dumpling in particular, we did put a PG-10 restriction on him just for the aspect, because of the food and resource guarding. We're not sure if that's due to the fact of the shelter is scary, and we're going to start doing that because it's in the shelter environment. But for his safety, we are putting a PG-10 as well as the children's safety, that, you know what, it's just going to be recommended that a quieter household is going to do better for him that doesn't have a lot of young kids. He's a great dog, but he is a little old and stubborn in his ways, so he does have a couple quirks that just need time, just need working through things like that.
Yeah, just need a little patience. I'm the exact same. Like, I am literally, if I had a dating profile, this would be it. It would be pretty much this. It would be all of this.
My dog at home is just like him, so I'm very used to the behavior, very easy to explain it. So it's one of those things that I understand how Dumpling feels, because he's exactly like my dog.
And, you know, something that this actually popped in my brain the last time we were talking to our friends at the ADRC, our Aging and Disability Resource Center. We have a a very strong senior population in this area. Mm-hmm. And so many of these dogs seem like they would be such a good fit for one a senior member out there or a retirement home or something like that. And he seems like would be a really good fit in those scenarios. Encourage anybody, no matter what your age or your situation, reach out to Madison and the team. Find out if Dumpling would be a perfect fit for your family or any of these great furry awesome friends over there just waiting to have a good home.
Yep. He's a great dog. He is fixed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines. He is 8 years old. My best guess on breed is some sort of Manchester Terrier mix. He's about 38 pounds, if I remember off the top of my head correctly. But other than that, he is a really good dog. Just needs time, needs slow interactions, things like that. And I think he would flourish in a home environment.
I don't remember the last time I said this. My face is starting to hurt from smiling, looking at this dog. He's such a cool looking dog.
He is pretty cute.
Go ahead and check him out at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com, the wonderful website that our friends at the Humane Society have all their animals up there that you can check out and just check out and look at.
Browse through and look and see.
I couldn't think of the word browse. Dang it.
You wanted to say peruse.
That's the word I was looking for, yes. This isn't live. I can fix all this in editing.
Yep. Fix it in post.
Find out more, Madison, if people want to find out more, how can they reach you and your team over there?
Yeah, they can contact us over at the shelter at 715-423-0505. They can shoot us an email at swchs@swchs.com, or they can check out the website and click the Contact Us button.
Appreciate you taking the time, being able to join us, Madison. I love having you in studio. Thank you so much for the time. Say hi to Dumpling and all of our friends over there, okay?
Will do.
And you can find out more again by reaching out to the Humane Society at their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things going on at our local Southwood County Humane Society. We'll have another Pet of the Week for you next Thursday. Be sure to join us for that. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students, no exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. We act, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 38 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle or even a little freezing drizzle possible as our low drops down to 31 for an overnight low. So watch for slick spots tonight. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thank you, Mr. Barry. Love that song. Don't know why. Couldn't exactly tell you why. I just love the guitar and everything about it. It's a fun song.
It's very upbeat.
To me, that's one of the better, like, not traditional Christmas songs, but one of those ones, and it comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love this one.
It's not one you traditionally think of.
Mm. I think that's one of the things that I have come to as I'm trying to come, you know, be less of an Ebenezer and all that and enjoy Christmas more. I don't mind Christmas music. I think it's the repetitiveness of certain songs that we hear too much. One of my favorite things about this time of year, though, is hearing songs that we only hear this time of year that you're like, oh, yeah, I do like a Run,
that
Run, Rudolph.
Don't overhear. Yeah.
Yes. That's a key part of this. You're right. Yeah. As we dive into entertainment stuff, we do want to hear from you. I think this is a good roving question. What's your kind of favorite Christmas song that you don't hear, that isn't overplayed maybe, that you don't hear that much? I think that's a strong nomination for me is Run, Run, Rudolph. I think that's a really good one. There's a lot of good ones out there. Let's hear from you guys and hear what you think. 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, and we'll have some fun with that.
Yes.
Diving into a little bit of entertainment news, comedian Jerry Seinfeld was in Tel Aviv on Monday, where he met with freed hostages who have been released by Hamas amid the ongoing war in Gaza between Hamas and Israel.
Oh, my.
He flew there. It was important for him to do it. He says an emotional meeting with representatives of the families of the hostages, as well as hostages who returned from the Hamas captivity. They thanked Mr. Seinfeld for his time and how the importance at which he approached this situation. I don't think as popular and as famous as Jerry Seinfeld is, I think that he's also done a really good job of keeping a lot of his personal life and a lot of his feelings politically or any other really to himself.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of admired that about him. Not that I don't admire it about people that do own those things too or do share those things. I think it's just what I admire is that it's not him, so he doesn't try to be something he's not.
And that's important.
Yeah. And, obviously his strong Jewish ties and the importance of that. But the other part of this, too, that I think is important, something that, in a funny enough way, one of the most sillier movies you will ever see, Adam Sandler's Beware of the Zohan or something like that it is. It's a silly movie that Adam Sandler did some years back where he plays an action star.
Okay.
Adam Sandler, the action star. Yes, you heard me right. It's a silly movie, and I'm not saying it's one of the best movies you'll ever see, or even one of the best Adam Sandler movies, and I'm the biggest fan of the Sandman there is. I will say he pulls off the action role. He does make it believable and everything, but the importance of the movie is showing Jews and Palestinians together and working together and being friends together. One of my favorite stories in human history is about a temple that was burned down during the Crusades. This temple was protected by Jews and Muslims. It's actually the first recorded time in history that Jews and Muslims, if you will, teamed up. But it's not the last time in human history. Mm-hmm. There is many, many, many recordings of not only Jews and Muslims working together, but Muslims and Palestinians, Jews and Palestinians, Catholics and Christians and Jews and Muslims and all of this. We've got many, many, many more stories of this than not. Mm-hmm. And it's important to remember that in these times. It's important to remember that we don't know everything we think we know. If you are not living there, if you are not a part of this, it's hard to say that you can give a complete 100% answer on how you feel on a gray area subject.
Right. And it's a very complicated and complex history that goes back generations upon generations upon generations.
Since this war has started, I have had a friend who is of Palestinian descent stop talking to me. I've also had a couple of Jewish friends stop talking to me because of some of the statements and some of the feelings I have on this. And I don't think I've said anything controversial. I don't think I've said or anything, but I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to shy away from it. It's a war going on in our world.
People are dying and suffering.
And it's very easy to say, I take this side or I take that side. Quit worrying about whose side you're on. And just look for information and have some empathy for some people. I didn't say what people. I just said people.
Right.
Regardless of how you feel about this situation, it's not easy. There's no perfect answer. But the last thing I think we can afford to do is have two things happen. One, people not talking about it. And two, the only time they want to talk about it is to give you their opinion on it. Your opinion, it only matters to you. Like, when is the last time you yourself, and I'm asking the audience at home to play this game too. You know what? I really want to know what this so-and-so has to say about this. You know, that one talking head or that one person or that one journalist or something like that. I got to hear what they have to say about this. I don't know if that exists anymore. I'm sure that there's some cases out there where, oh, I got to hear what this, you know, particular journalist or this particular politician or talking head has to say. But there, it doesn't exist anymore, really. Your feelings, your opinions matter. But it's also something, you know, that you don't have to share. Not everything has to be tweeted or put out there and everything. And at the same time, That's you true. Can in your personal life, I don't think you can ignore these things.
Well, and the other thing to remember, too, is the humanity of what's going on. And instead of putting a label on somebody, maybe actually get to know them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not by their label. Because you'll find out, like as James often points out, we have more in common than we do not.
The only people that want to divide us are the people that have the benefit from that.
Right.
That's
the people
key.
That have the power.
It's key in this situation. Anything in life that is going on when that happens, I don't care if it's just you and a buddy or you and a sibling or it's on a level like this. Just ask yourself, who has the benefit from this? Why would they want us divided? And look into it. It doesn't take a lot of digging. In a very Romy and Michelle movie, Bradley Cooper made it his business to show up to his high school reunion. In fact, Cooper told Jimmy Fallon during Tuesday's episode of The Tonight Show that he not only attended his 30-year high school reunion last month, but that he also previously attended his 20 and 25th year reunions. Said it was great. He said the experience at his 30th reunion was a fantastic time, which took place in Philadelphia at the Chestnut Hill Brewing Company, according to their Facebook page. If you go there, you can actually see Cooper seen in photos posting with his former classmates.
Well, good for him.
Didn't tell anybody he was coming, but apparently everybody knew he would be because he had been to the previous ones. And it wasn't a big deal. He wasn't like swarmed by people every second asking to sign autographs and all that.
Yeah, it's different when you knew somebody before they became famous. They're just a person to you.
Quote, when I was in high school, I used to go by Brad, and now I go by Bradley. And I felt like a weird imposter, he said, of writing Bradley on his name tag. But it is my real name, Bradley. But apparently he was being called out for this and being made fun of, and he was having some fun with it and everything. If you were of this status, Melissa, you're the Bradley Cooper status of fame, would you go to your high school reunion?
No.
In this scenario, because
I wouldn't go then either.
I to be honest, I haven't been to any of mine. I've kind of wanted to just for the heck of it. There's, you know, people that I would love to know how they are and what happened with them. But I think like a lot of us nowadays, when social media has kind of killed the high school reunion.
A little bit.
I mean, we have high school reunions every time we open up Facebook. You know, kind of thing.
If you're friends with people from high school, sure.
Right. Just to that same point, if you wanted to see these people, you already are in touch with them. You know, chances are. What I will say, and there's a part of me that doesn't really like this, but also can't deny it, and isn't going to lie to the audience. If you had it rough in high school. I mean, if you're Bradley Cooper, it's got to feel pretty darn good to go show up there. This is walking in there, you know, with your Oscar and your Oscar nominations and, you know, you're working with Lady Gaga and all these different things. And
it's the epitome of the movie that's made about high school reunions where, you know, you got to have the fancy car and the awesome significant other and, you know, go out and show off because... You weren't popular in high school, but now you're amazing. I don't know.
I mean, I don't begrudge people that really. I think it has a line in the sand, like too much of that or living your life that way. It should be about you. It should be about your accomplishment. But there's nothing wrong with taking a little bit of pride in your accomplishments or how far you've come. I do think that there's a balance there though too with that.
Well, it should be truthful. Most of the movies, it's, you know, I'm going to rent this person for the night, and then I'm going to borrow this, you know, suit right here, and we're going to pretend this car is mine that I just, you know, paid a whole lot of money to rent for 24 hours.
I wanted to wrap up our entertainment section before we get to our local and state news, talking about a wonderful local author, Bria Hoyt, or I should say B.A. McRae. You have heard me ramble about my oldest daughter's work and writing, and I I want to make sure that people understand. I am incredibly biased about this, but I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong, though. That doesn't mean I'm wrong about this. I own that I am extremely biased, but don't mean I'm wrong. Bria wrote last year a wonderful Christmas story, The World Ends Christmas Day. It's a mixture of apocalyptic folly and fluffy wholesomeness blended and poured into a holiday cup with a dollop of tragic comedy on top of it. It's got a lot of beautiful tugs at your heart, and it's a really, really fun story.
It sounds intriguing.
You can find it at Amazon.com. Just type into your search bar B.A. McRae or The World Ends Christmas Day, and you can actually either buy it on your Kindle for $4, or you can read it for free.
Nice.
It's beginning to look a lot like Doomsday. The World Ends Christmas Day. Yeah, that's my kid. That's my. Be sure to check that out.
Uplifting holiday story.
And I want to do more of this. I am bringing this up as, you know, obviously biased, but also we want more local artists. We know how many great local artists we have in this area. We want them on Director's Cut. We want to feature them on our shows. We support the arts around here. We want you to help us do that. There's, you know, only a handful of people working here. We can only cover so much. We know that there are plenty of people out there that we don't get to hear from. Reach out to our staff and let us know. We'd love to feature you and have you on the show.
Absolutely.
Buy local, support local. That includes the arts, everyone. Mm-hmm. Oh, Melissa, I'm sorry. Normally it's 9:30. I would go right to news and hit that up and everything. But I've got like this. It's bugging me. This elf. I want to help people catch this elf.
Merchant Merlin Merchant Elf.
Yeah. The On the Shelves at Quality Foods IGA promotion has been a lot of fun. We've been enjoying this, and we've got one more hint for you, everybody.
We're wrapping it up.
We're going to catch this mischievous Merchant Merlin Elf no matter what it takes.
One way or another.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to give you this hint. Then we encourage you to head on over to the West Grand IGA here in Wisconsin Rapids. When you find that elf, take a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Capture them with your camera and put the picture on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods, WRQualityFoods.
It can just be the elf. It doesn't have to include any other people.
Yeah, yeah. I encourage you to do that and go ahead and put it on our Facebook pages. We'll collect those submissions, and tomorrow during the show, during the morning show here, we will announce the winner, and that winner will be able to go collect that holiday ham celebration basket over at the West Grand IGA.
And make your holidays merry with some ham.
Enjoy, everybody. And are you ready for the hint? You ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
Here we go, everybody. With nimble grace, the elf orchestrates a symphony of colors and scents, turning the mundane aisles into a magical garden.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little harder.
I think this is the toughest one that they've had. Yes. and I love it. Again, that hint one more time. With a nimble grace, the elf orchestrates a symphony of colors and scents, turning the mundane aisles into a magical garden.
Nice.
Now, if that hint wasn't good enough for you, you think, well, geez, I don't know where. You got to go to Quality Foods IGA and go up and down the aisles, and you know you're gonna, you know there's stuff. Oh, I you know what? I needed butter anyway. I'm gonna go grab butter, or you get something like that you got to do.
And you find at least three or four other things you needed and forgot about.
You know it's true. You know this is true. It's the holidays. There's something you forgot. You're gonna be able
and
to pick
nothing
it up.
Else. Stop and get a donut. Or pick up lunch while you're at the deli.
God, they got a good deli. Check out their deli, everybody. We might meet you there. head on over to West Grand Quality Foods IGA. Help us with this Elf on the Shelves fun contest we've been having. Get a picture of that elf and get it on our Facebook pages. Meet them over at 1021 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Open right now. Head on over there at 1021 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Big shout out to our friends over at West Grand IGA.
Yeah, we like them.
We will take a break, get to our local and state news. When we come back, the 5 oddest museums in the world.
Nice.
Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Yesterday's vote was 5-0, with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Dr. Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Marshfield Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department names Josh Wieland 2023 Volunteer of the Year. Since 2001, they annually recognize a special volunteer whose efforts have stood out both in their service to the department and to the city of Marshfield as a whole. Josh is a freshman at UW-Stevens Point, majoring in wildlife ecology management. He's a volunteer at Wildwood Zoo, where he's displayed strong leadership skills. Wildwood Zoo manager Sarah Storrent said, "Josh has positively impacted the operations of Wildwood Zoo. He is highly trusted and able to work independently while making a big difference." Don't bring your electronics recycling to the ODC next week. They're taking a week off for Christmas at the Wisconsin Rapids location on December 27th and the Marshfield location on December 28th. Their facilities will be closed December 22nd through the 25th for the holiday season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving. No one was there. The septic had backed up. There was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing. No, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying. The kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved. The problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it. The problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nilsson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 38 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some drizzle or even a little freezing drizzle possible as our low drops down to 31 for an overnight low. So watch for slick spots tonight. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Getting funky.
Yeah. Let them know, ref. Gotta love this song. They only get to hear it one time a year. Like, for a month, I can listen to this.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. But then I was dealing with a man.
Oh, Run DMC. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. You guys are awesome. We appreciate you. We got fun things lined up throughout the rest of the show. A little preview for tomorrow. We're going to kick off our show here at WFHR talking about our 30 hours of Christmas. We'll break that down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably kick off the we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our three ghosts. We'll be joining you with that.
Yes, we will.
It's going to be fun. For now, I want to get into this one with you, Melissa. And if there is one thing we understand, especially in this country, but it's true around the world, there's one rule when it comes to museums. If it exists, there is almost certainly a museum dedicated to it.
Somebody collected it.
There are some pretty interesting hobbies and collections out there. I've mentioned before one of my best friends, Steve, he collects Pez dispensers. He's got, and I cannot tell you how many he has.
There's got to be a bazillion.
So many. My mom used to be collect a couple of things. She liked matchbooks covers, like a lot of people do, and collecting those.
Not as easy to find now.
Yeah. Coca-Cola things, that kind of stuff. I think it's one of the fun things we do as human beings, and it just becomes on a bigger level when you have a museum dedicated to it.
Right.
And we got for you right here a collection of the most weirdest and interesting, oddest museums in the world. And we go to the first on our list, the Bunny Museum in Altadena, California.
Bunny Museum.
Candace Frizee and Steve Lombansky started the tradition of giving each other rabbit-related gifts on their very first Valentine's Day as a couple in 1993. And their collection of bunny items now numbers a Guinness World Record-setting 40,550 pieces.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of bun buns.
The couple started showing off their bunny memorabilia in 1998 when they opened their Pasadena house to the public as the Bunny Museum.
That's hilarious. So that they give each other gifts so often that... All right, well, let's just open a museum.
Yeah, right? Yeah, let's make some money off of this. We've already spent a lot of money on the figurines. We got to make some of that money back.
Oh, my.
The Bunny Museum and the collection has grown so large by 2017 that they had to move the museum into its own building in Altadena. The Bunny Museum is open 7 days a week from noon to 6.
Wow.
This is actually one a little closer to home that I would check this one out.
Yeah.
The Sock Monkey Museum in Long Grove, Illinois.
Sock monkeys are cool.
Arlene and Michael Okuna bought their first sock monkey from a Cracker Barrel restaurant in 2006. And they subsequently started scoring estate sales, garage sales, and antique stores for the handmade stuffed animals.
Well, let's hope their museum outlasts the Cracker Barrel restaurant.
Right. Yeah. Nice. The Sock Monkey Museum now has 2,098 sock monkeys on display.
Earning
another Guinness World Record for the title.
That's cool.
The museum even includes an interactive exhibit where visitors can make their own sock monkeys.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what sold me on this. Like, that is a really cool idea. That I got to think that when they thought of that, like, just epiphany, like, oh, yeah. that's pretty cool. It is open from noon to 4, Thursday through Sunday. I smell a team building exercise museum, I think.
We've got a list growing.
Yeah.
One of these days, maybe we'll do something. On that list.
One day. A little bit more. We've still got to get up there to have coffee together.
That's right. At the coffee coop.
Is that where we're going? I want to go there. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Museum of Hangovers in Zagreb, Croatia.
Okay, that is weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what kind of things do you have on display?
I have not pre-read this, so I'm a little nervous. I'm a little... Reno Dubkovic said he was inspired to open a museum dedicated to next-day drinking regrets while sharing stories of drunken misadventures with some friends. The Museum of Hangovers features exhibits including a collection of unusual items people found after a night of heavy drinking. A beer goggles reflect a testing room, an interactive area where visitors can share their own hangover experiences.
Okay, that's funny.
I got to admit that, at first it didn't seem entertaining at all. The idea of making these more interactive, I think is where we're going with museums. And I think it's important to note that because, you and I love museums. I think many, many people out there do. We want to keep these things around.
Yeah. Well, and I think the fun thing about that one is there's, a large part of the population of the world. Let's not just focus on Wisconsin for a moment, because, that museum is a long ways away. But but there are a lot of people who don't drink. So to be able to go to a museum and experience beer goggles and those kind of put yourself in that situation, it's a way to experience it without damaging your body or having a night of regrets.
The museum is open 10 to 10 every day of the week. That's a good one. How about we go real? Well, wait a minute. Let me see here. There's the Disgusting Food Museum in Malmö, Sweden.
Interesting.
That museum has the strange and smelly foods from around the world featured in the museum.
Strange and smelly foods.
There is some pretty rough ones to there too. There's some pretty
As a museum, you usually have items that you can have in a case that stay behind glass. How could you do that with food?
It's a great question. I'm not even
Smello Museum?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure I want to even know the answers. I'm not sure how they do that, pull that off.
Well, that would be a job, Okay, you're going to be, a curator at our museum. You're required to make this every 3 days because we got to replace our displays.
That's a great point. Being the curator at that. Oh, God, that's a good point. Man, I don't know. That person is getting paid, I hope. I hope that person's getting a good check.
That better be.
And we wrap up local, of course. That's what we do around here. Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum.
Meowzium
in Menominee, Wisconsin. We're going to
Rescued Cat Figurines.
We're going to beautiful Menominee. Shout out to our listeners and our friends over there. Sean Redner and Hillary Siegel Redner said that they bought their first dozen secondhand or, quote, rescued cat figurines on a whim one day. Their collection now has over 13,000 figurines from thrift stores, antique malls, and more recently, donations from families.
Oh, my.
Redner said he was looking at his figurine collection one day when he came up with the idea of giving tours of the couple's home and donating the proceeds to local cat rescues.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Zam was born after this. Currently decked out as a festive feline wonderland, they're open for walk-ins from 11 a.m. until 5 on December 26th, and tours are available by appointment Monday through Friday from 5 to 8, and on the weekends at 11 a.m. with at least 24 hours advance notice.
That's got to be hard if it's your home.
Yeah. That I admire that a lot, actually. I don't like strangers in my, house. I'm not great about that. I can't imagine doing something like this. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then just constantly being 24, at least they have, a request for notice.
Yeah. You want to find out more? Redner's is on Cleveland Avenue in beautiful Menominee Falls. You can give them a call at 414-215-4935. That's 414-215-4935. They've also got a great Facebook page. Encourage you to check out.
It's a fun one. Need some more cat figurines in your life.
And while they may not have cat figurines or smelly food or anything, if you haven't been there in a while or if you've never been there, cannot encourage you enough to reach out to our friends at the Southwood County Historical Museum.
Yes.
Their December office hours are by appointment only, so you're going to have to give them a call, 715-423-1580. That's 423-1580. But be sure to do that. Check out their webpage, swch-museum.com. And if you can't get there now, when they open their doors in spring, we'll let you know, and we'll encourage you to head on over there and check it out.
Indeed.
It's important to keep history alive. This is your history. Help them do so at the Southwood County Historical Museum. And we say a good morning and a happy holidays to all of our friends over there.
Happy holidays.
We got to get them on the air. It's been too long. We got to get them on the air with us.
That would be fun.
We will take a short break, come back, and have nothing but fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
130 throws over the middle. Picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure. Down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone. Braylon Allen!
The Badgers. The Tigers. Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Join us New Year's Day. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures climb to the upper 30s. Winds are a bit breezy, though, out of the southeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight, a chance of drizzle moves in, and by early morning, temperatures hover around the freezing mark, which could create some slick icy spots. Right now, 33 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Welcome back to the show.
That's a fun version.
It's a fun version. It's a different one. I like it. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us. Got a That Ain't Right story to get to, and it's up to you to decide where the That Ain't Right part is.
Ooh.
You're probably familiar with the nerd emoji, with the dark glasses and the buck teeth.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At least I think that's how it looks on a lot of. I know Apple has it that way. I'm not sure how the other version of it, but there is another version of it on other phones.
Okay.
Well, a 10-year-old boy in the UK named Teddy is uncomfortable with it and thinks it's insulting to people like him who wear glasses. So he's launching an online petition to have it tweaked. He wants the teeth replaced with a smile and for it to be named Genius Emoji. And last we checked, and I looked at it this morning, the petition had 209 signatures. Let me just double check since it's been a couple of hours. And let's see here. It's risen a little bit.
Oh, good.
Very cool. Teddy even drew a photo of what he'd like to see the genius, quote, genius emoji look like. Apple has not responded, which I feel like is a huge failure on their part.
They could use all the good PR they can get right now.
You ain't kidding, Melissa. They should be thanking this kid. Thanks for teeing us up here and giving us an opportunity to look
chance for positive press.
Yeah, a chance to look human for a second.
Yeah.
The longer they don't answer this kid, the only the more it goes up.
The worse they look.
Yeah. It's a shame. It really is. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they have to do this. That's their choice as a business and everything like
that. They could add another emoji.
I don't see why not. But I think, it's so important in this day and age that you balance these things. There's a young man, Tommy DeVito, a quarterback for the New York Giants. He's kind of been rushed into the spotlight. One, because apparently it's okay to still make fun of Italians and do the banana and all this stuff and everything. In this day and age where people get canceled left and right, I can't, as an Italian American, I can't understand how this is still okay, but whatever, I digress.
okay.
He had an opportunity. He was supposed to show up at this pizza place. And his this was already set in stone long before his name became household. His agent started asking for a little bit more money. Then the pizza place said, no, we already got a contract in place. Now, Tommy didn't know about this, and he found out late, but the damage was already done, and his PR took a hit. And so even if they had paid him more, whatever money he got, he lost in PR.
Yeah.
Like, the smart businesses and the smart people that are handling their careers right understand this. It doesn't matter if you can put a price on PR. It's so vital. It's so important going forward. The way that you come across in these things. I don't know. I think that they could. To me, Apple is that ain't right of this story.
I agree with that. Because this boy is saying, you know, I this emoji looks like me, and it's called nerd, and I don't like that. Although, in my opinion, I think nerd is a compliment.
Yeah, I think it's come a long way. But yeah, I hear what you're. I hear what both you and the boy are saying on this one.
Well, and it's the combination of the glasses and the buck teeth. Mm-hmm. I think the problem there.
Yeah, I think the buck teeth are what do it. Yeah, that pushes it over the limit a little bit. Let's take a quick call here. We only got a couple minutes, but let's take a quick call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, James. You know, if you're in Waukesha and you go north. Mm-hmm. There's a city up there on the bay.
Okay. Yeah. Sheboygan. Yes. Sheboygan.
Ah,
yes.
I made you say it.
Yeah, you got me. You got
you
me.
You made him say it.
That was good. That was good. Well played. Well played. Nicely done. You have a Merry Christmas, brother. You have a great one. Best listeners in radio. I didn't know where he was going with that for a second. I
took you a second there.
Is that a new drinking coffee game?
Make James say Sheboygan.
Yeah. If you make me, or if I say Sheboygan, yeah, take a drink.
Like you need an excuse. It's your favorite word to say.
It is. It is in the top, upper echelon. Top five favorite words to say. You are darn right, Melissa. I love saying Sheboygan.
Oh, we love our listeners.
Best in radio. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much. Happy holidays to you and yours. Mm-hmm. We got to get to some good stuff. Let's kick it off with Midday Magazine. Great one lined up for our listeners today. Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Jillian and Lisa are going to join us from Visit Rome.
Oh, good.
Get to focus on the Rome area. A lot of great things going on this time of year. One of my favorite places to be in December is Rome, Wisconsin. It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I think they're doing it like eating your way through Rome right now on their Facebook page. Just lots of fun.
That's going to be a good one. And in part two at 3:30, Jasmine Carbajal, Associate 4-H Educator with Wood in Marathon County, is going to be joining us. We'll talk a little 4-H.
Perfect.
That's going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Excellent organization.
Yeah, I love our friends at 4-H. later today on our sister station, WIRI, West Country 105.5, encourage you to join us at 6:55 when our pregame kicks off for girls basketball. Assumption Lady Royals taking on Stratford.
Ooh.
Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Seth going to run the board. You know it's going to sound good with those two.
Be a great game.
Be sure to check it out, everyone. It's going to be a good, good show. Want to get to local stories here, and it is the third Thursday of the month, and that means that Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Oh, and it's a great excuse to get over there. I think this is the last day of their holiday sale as well. So make sure you hear some good music and maybe get some last-minute Christmas gifts.
Say hi to Pete and the gang for us and enjoy and, buy local, support local, support the arts, and say hi to our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Absolutely.
Pete Ravel, Four on the Floor, performing 2 to 4 today at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They do this every first and third Thursday of the month. You heard this in Melissa's great news segment. Winter Park Aquatic Center going to have some special guests tomorrow. Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Santa!
They're
going to
be there for... They're going to be there for pictures, and you can give Santa or tell him your Christmas wish list. Get that in before Christmas. Bring a non-perishable food item if you can.
Mm-hmm. And take a picture with the big guy. It should be fun. Appreciate them doing that, and it should be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And if you feel like it, share your pictures on our Facebook pages. We'd love to see those.
We'd love to see those. Mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful.
Our good friends at the VFW have meetings going on. VFW 2534 has their monthly meeting today at 6 at the VFW Post and Rudden Road right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep that in mind, everybody, and they wish everybody happy holidays.
Yeah, find out what's going on at the VFW.
Mm-hmm. And just a touch on a world big story right here. A 76-year-old teacher in Illinois named Paul Duritz was just awarded a Guinness World Record for the longest career as a social studies teacher.
Oh, congratulations to him.
He's been teaching at the same middle school for 53 years.
Wow, 53 years.
And
that's impressive.
I think that's just a beautiful story. That's pretty cool. And we thank him for his service, everything he's mm-hmm. given to his community.
Absolutely.
Every year for almost two decades, the Christmas Spirit Foundation has been doing something called Trees for Troops. They partner with tree farms and FedEx to bring thousands of Christmas trees to U.S. military bases all over the world.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I they've been doing this for so long, and it was just a couple of years ago that I first heard about this. Shout out to the goodnewsnetwork.org. Do great reporting over there. This mm-hmm. is a great story. Encourage people to read more about this, and you can even help out the Christmas Spirit Foundation. You can even donate to the work they do and help them out.
That's wonderful.
We appreciate the best listeners in radio, all of you waking up and joining us today. Want to send a shout out to Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society and Dumpling, our pet of the week.
Cute little terrier dog. He is adorable.
Find out more at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Support our local Humane Society. They certainly do a great job for us.
Mm-hmm.
Great show today, Melissa. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'll do this.
Thanks for all our callers calling in today.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you guys doing that. Now, don't be a stranger. Keep on calling up and joining the conversation. We want to hear from you more and more on the show here. We'll have opportunities tomorrow for that. Looking forward to hanging out and getting you all ready for Christmas tomorrow. It's going to be a good show. Seth, Melissa, and I are going to be hanging out.
We'll do that.
Have a great day, Melissa.
Yep, you too, James. Thank you.
And Seth. Oh, Seth showed up just to do the ID. Cool. Thank you, brother. Go right ahead.